Wine Machine is set to return to McLaren Vale on Ghana Land in South Australia. Serafino Wines, Saturday, December 17th, in a stellar lineup, Molly. We're talking Flight Facilities, Lime Cordial, Cut Copy Art vs Science. I could go on, but I'm going to stop at San Cisco and Geordie Singer, keys, guitarist. He does it all. He joins us this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys going?
Yeah, good. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We're big fans.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. You guys were originally called King George. Now that we've actually got a King George, are you thinking that's a lost opportunity?
I think we were originally called King George really early on when we played like a lot more folk music. And our first gig was on the corner of King and George Street. That's how we came up with it.
How did you get to San Cisco then?
I think Josh's uncle came up with the name. At the time, we had like a short list of different names, and we got like our small fan base at the time to vote, and I think San Cisco was the one that won.
How fun.
Yeah, leaving it to a competition. How cool.
Yeah.
When you wrote Awkward, obviously that was a big moment in the band's history. Did you know that song was going to absolutely change the world for you?
No. I think we were still so, like, we knew that it was different to stuff that we'd done before and we were feeling pretty good about it, but I don't think it's really taken me until recently to appreciate just how big that was. Us at the time, but we didn't know any different.
Yeah, so that would be interesting.
We just sort of, yeah, and we're so, you know, we were like 17.
That would have been a lot for you guys as a band to just hit that success so early on. Did you feel a lot of pressure to kind of back it up with all of your following albums?
I think we did. Probably not as much pressure as what we could have, but I think because off the back of that, we were signed to some big labels in America, and they were kind of like, where's your next Awkward? We didn't really make another song like that because, well, I don't know how. We just kept making songs that like we liked the sound of. And,
That's really, like, tough for you to do at that age and to think, like, you've been very good at sticking to the kinds of music you want to do. A lot of artists will, you know, fall into that same category, just do it again on repeat. But you've done really well across your career to go through several albums and just, you know, change your style as you say.
Yeah, I think we're pretty lucky that we've always just had minimal rules around when we're creating music and just sort of sticking to, like, what we like as a group. And not really, being too, like, closed off to, oh, it has to be like this or this has to happen. There's a few rules that we go by sometimes just for, like, general pop music, but in terms of, like, instrumentation and, like, all that sort of stuff, we've been able to keep it pretty fluid, which I think has really helped us in the longevity of our careers, maybe.
I can't get over the fact that you guys were so young when all that happened. I just never realised that. Did you... like, have much of a chance to live a normal life, or was it just, oh, we're in high school, like, do we drop out?
Well, Josh and Scarlett and Nick were 2 years older than me, so they'd finished high school and they were all doing their uni degrees, and they were pretty much just waiting for me to finish high school. And as soon as I did, I think Awkward, like, dropped a bit before I finished high school. I can't remember. And then we just pretty much, like, took off and just started touring. And then the more we toured, the more we kind of realised that I was never going to go to my uni degree. Yeah, I think we're really lucky because our management team is, like, also Scarlett's parents. But they've managed John Butler and the Waifs, and they were really, like, they could help us navigate through all the stuff. And we felt it was a pretty family affair. So it was good.
In a way, does that kind of make you believe it's possible? I've always wondered this. Like, if you've got parents that are working in a certain industry, let's say your dad's a surgeon, you go, I want to be a surgeon. Does it make it feel more possible and having that support from them?
I just think anything in life, when you've seen someone do it and you've been exposed to someone doing anything, it makes it so much easier for you to, like, visualise being able to do it yourself. Whereas, like, if you, you know... hang around a bunch of people that don't do anything with their lives, I feel like it's a bit harder for you to like think bigger than that.
That's so true. That's quite deep, isn't it? Jeez, how did we get here?
Well, let's talk a bit about Wine Machine and specifically the SA show. So you're a three-piece at the moment. How do you bring, I mean, you've got quite full music. How do you bring that to a festival audience?
Well, we're a three-piece, but we have a bass player and a keyboard player.
Yeah, right.
But, like, the three of us, like, write the music and, like, you know, make all the decisions.
Couple of extra band members on tour, and then do you bring anything special to the stage?
Yeah, this I don't want to give too much away, This run we've decided to, like kind of give our live set a whole once over and try to take it up a level. So this run's going to be the first time that we're going to be doing all the new little bits and pieces that we've come up with.
Well, you guys dropped the EP Floors in March of 2020, which can't have been a great time because it was pretty much lockdown straight after that. And then you've had Between You and Me in September of 2020. So it's been about two-ish years. Can we talk new music? Is there anything exclusive we can lock in for Wine Machine?
There won't be anything being played for Wine Machine, but there's plenty of new music on the way.
Ooh, there you go.
We love to know that.
Yeah.
I'm excited as well.
Great. Well, that's good to know. So catch San Cisco at Wine Machine and then get ready for that new music. It's at Serafino Wine, Saturday, December 17th, and you can get your tickets at wine-machine.com. Thanks for your time, Geordie. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.